Well, today, sorry, we'll start from yesterday. Yesterday in Nafusen Mountain, there was a shelling on Ifran and Qal'a from Sufit, the area of Sufit and Tahar, and for Ifran from Souq and from the area of Bouashara and Bandaw. Killings destructed a lot of homes, civilian homes, both in Ifran and Qal'a. Also, the humanitarian situation, as I said, it's still critical, and still, the road between Ifran and Zintan is not secured, and the Gaddafi forces are positioned in the area between Ifran and Zintan. Also, yesterday there was shelling on Wazin from Rabah, the area of Mrabah towards Wazin, and there was a heavy attack by Gaddafi forces on the freedom fighters. Today, it's been reported that there is a heavy shelling on Wazin, and also this morning on Qal'a. The Gaddafi forces shelled Qal'a from the same area from Tahar and Safed, and it's also a heavy shelling on Qal'a. For Ifran, still we didn't get a full report about it, but it's been informed that it's a usual, it's a daily shelling by the Gaddafi forces. For Rujban and Jadu, for the time being, it's calm, but can't expect any shelling from the Gaddafi forces from the area of, or we could say, on the foot of the mountain where the Gaddafi forces are positioned in Qasr al-Haj and Shakshuk. And Zintan, sorry, yesterday there was a front line. Yeah, I forgot that. The area between Ifrin and Zintan, there was a heavy battle there. The freedom fighters of Riyana joined the freedom fighters of Nafusa together in the area of Zawit Bagur and Riyana. So there was a heavy battle, but they've been defeated, the Gaddafi forces.